We adore you. Making us see today, we say thank you. Bless your name, mighty God. In the precious name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for making us see the first day in the month of February 2015. We bless you because there's none like you. Speak to us through your word. Change us, transform us, make us better. In Jesus' mighty name. Give me a big, big hand. You may be seated. Welcome your neighbor with a high five and say to me, oh, you're welcome. Praise the Lord. The message this morning is Wonders of His Grace, Part 2. Wonders of His Grace, capital H, Part 2. The His has to be capital because it's talking about God. What makes great in the kingdom of God is the grace of God. The making of any man in this kingdom is grace. Without His grace, you may end up as a grass. What makes the journey great is the grace of God. When grace is absent, struggle continues. There's a popular scripture we all read. People know the scripture, Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7. That's the key scripture for all the services. People know that scripture, but they stop in verse 6 and 7a. They don't go down to the end part of the scripture. Then he answered, shall we read Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 together? Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 7. Where thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. This is where many people stop. People don't read beyond that. Shall we read beyond that? And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Shout hallelujah. Zerubbabel had a challenge. A mountain was before him. And he cried for grace. When he cried for grace, mountain left. May every barrier, obstacle before you give way in the name of Jesus. He cried for grace. He cried for grace. And then mountain left. Mountains don't move by strength. Mountains move by grace. People thought the Spirit of God just moved. No. Zerubbabel cried for grace before the Holy Ghost came to help him. Am I communicating with you? He came to help him when he cried for grace. Without a cry of for grace, mountains will remain. But may every mountain before you and I give way in the name of Jesus. So it takes the grace of God for mountains to leave. And what is grace? The truth is this. Grace is the beauty of Christianity. Grace is exclusive reserve of God. Grace in its fullness. It simply means divine help. Means what? Divine help. God helping you. That is grace. When you say, I'm enjoying the grace of God, you simply say, I'm enjoying the help of God. And your grace is capital G. That G is simply God in the race. The G is God in what? If you separate the G from race, it's grace. So grace is simply God in the race. And the race of life, God being involved. That's what makes grace. Shout hallelujah. In physics, that's what they call lever. Grace is simply divine leverage, where the weight you're supposed to carry is carried by God. Are you getting what God's saying here?
Now hear this.
You know what grace does? That is not by mind, nor by power, but my spirit saith the Lord. Now this is what grace does. If you try to push a car uphill without fuel, you know you will be panting for breath. Just imagine, no matter how strong you are, you push a car 1 kilometer, there's no body. By the time you're through, you may collapse. But with fuel and on your leg on the throttle, you struggle? Come, shh. That is grace. Pushing the car is human strength. Grace is the fuel, the gas in the car. Now you see a very big aircraft. One small tractor will push the aircraft. That is grace. That's what? 50 men holding a car to change a tire, in 2 hours they'll be tired. But one small jack can keep that car up for 1 week. That is what grace does. Grace starts where human effort stops. Am I communicating with you? It enables you to continue the journey where your strength can carry you. In fact, Billy Graham said, when we come to the end of ourselves, we come to the beginning of God. That's grace. That's what? He said, when we come to the end of ourselves, Billy Graham, and I quote him, he said, we come to the beginning of God. That means where your strength can no longer, God takes over. That is grace. That is where? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. And grace will take over from you and I, beginning from this moment, in the name of Jesus. It's important we know about grace, because many of us don't know that grace is so important in the body of Christ. Now hear this. In the first service, I talked about the important truth about grace. And I said, number one, that's first service. You need, realize that you need what? Grace. I said, you realize that you need what? Grace. Just know that you need grace. That without grace, forget it, in this kingdom, you won't go far. Number two, the first time I say, ignore your human connection, strength. Ignore your human strength. That was first service. And I talked about the purpose of grace. Purpose of grace in the same first service. And in the second service, I will continue on purpose of grace. Purpose of what? If you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. Am I communicating with you? Now listen. I wrote a book, Wonders of His Grace. The purpose of grace must be known. You know why? Everything you are seeing in this church is grace made. Is what? I know the purpose of grace, so I cried for grace. You know, sometimes we trust it in our credentials and you find yourself not going forward. Have you ever experienced that before? You trust in your expertise and you find yourself that nothing is working. You get what I'm saying here? You trust in your human strength and connection and all failed. But when grace takes over, the battle is over. Struggle is over. You know what God said? He said, by strength shall no man prevail. It's not him that will, not him that run, but God that showed mercy. Are you getting the race unto the strength that is strong? But time and chance happened to them all. Shout hallelujah. Now hear this. I said grace, number one purpose, in the second and the first service, I said grace is actually the raiser of men. It's actually what? What raises men is the grace of God. Grace lifted Joseph from nowhere. He cried for grace. Read your Bible, I read that in the first service. I don't need to go into all that. When you get to the first service tape, you see, you have that. Grace lifted Joseph from the pit to the palace. It's a grace. He said, I have found grace. Moses, the Bible said, Moses cried, he said, Lord, let me find grace in thy sight. Moses was keeping sheep, and God made him a leader of men. Say grace. Say grace. Now, David Biomia was somewhere at the bottom. Grace lifted him to where he is and where he's going to. Look, grace can make a nobody become somebody. If you forsake grace, you end up in disgrace. Grace makes you where men reject you. Am I talking to you? And I said, is the lifter of what? Grace will lift somebody hearing this message. That amen does not strong. Grace is powerful. In the kingdom of God, we pray one prayer without knowing the meaning. Every time we pray, we end the prayer with it. If you hear all the Paul epistles, most of them say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you say, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. But you don't know the purpose of what you are saying. Paul was simply saying, may the help of the Almighty God be with you. You can say something and not know the meaning of what you are saying. You say it every service, you say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. And some say, amen, without knowing the meaning. If the grace of God works for you, forget it. Your life will just go like this. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Zerubbabel said, I can't move this mountain by my strength. I need it. The Holy Spirit did not come to move the mountain until he cried for grace. Now, listen. When we read Bible, most of us will stop somewhere, so we just assume that. He said, we are the mighty God. We quote it. Is that not true? It's not my mind. It's not my power, but my spirit. No, the Spirit of God will not move until there's a cry for grace. I want to tell you, you had this testimony. When we are to do 5 nights of glory, I can share it now. I cried for grace more than ever before. In my room, I knelt down. So it's better you tell your testimony. So you don't just think that this. I said, Lord, these 5 nights of glory, you know in the energy of the flesh, it's impossible for me. Take over. Take what? I handed over 5 nights of glory and I cried for grace and I handed it over to him. In fact, of all 5 nights of glory, this year on was the one I felt I was incapable in human strength. But this was the year God took over more. I got to a point, I said, Lord, you know, I didn't even know what to do. I don't even know what to say. So I just slide down and say, not the church here, not the one you do it open. I said, take over. I can't do it. And God took over by grace. Which advert did we do in the Arab world? That we took the Arab world by storm. You all saw it. Listen, it was not 9.5 people. It was 9,500,000 points. That means people that watch Night of Glory, we are over 20 million people. Dead. The whole of an hotel is 1 point. So if 50 people watch from one hotel, it counts as one. Do you understand now? So it was not 9,550,000 people. It was 9,550,000 points. And a point, a family can be in 1 point. One iPad, 3 people can be watching, husband and wife. So when Saudi Arabia had 74,000 points, it was more than that. Which advert would you have done in Saudi Arabia? That we went to almost the whole nations on earth. I said 154 nations. The person said, no, it's not more than that. The anonymous nations we couldn't get are the nations which are not seen, because not every nation has internet. So some of them hook up to other countries. So what we are seeing, we can't see their flags. Hello? Hello? Hear this. Better do some underground work. Men of God called me and said, David, what happens to Salvation Missions is rare in the body of Christ globally. These are senior men of God. They say we are privileged to know it is very rare churches to hit that target. Big churches, you know, have never hit that target. They called me and said, David, that is the hand of God. Say grace. Say grace. Say grace. Say grace. Say grace. Yes. Which advert did you and I do? Where did you advertise in America? Which global TV did you use? Say grace. Grace takes over where human strength stops. If you don't bank on grace, you are finished. But when grace takes over, you know what grace does? Grace is this aircraft you enter without you doing anything to take it up. When you enter aircraft, do you push the aircraft up? What carries you up? The aircraft does its work. You just sit down. That is grace. Grace is you being carried up without any physical strength. Who has ever said, I flew and I tried to lift the aircraft up along? The aircraft does the whole work, and then you just go, and then you're on board. They say, tighten your seatbelt. And then they say, we are now cruising at 37,000 feet above the sea level. Say, grace. Grace is God carrying you without you doing anything. Grace is divine help, divine lifting, supernatural help of God. Sahih. Are you getting what God is saying here? I said, number one, grace is the lifter of what? Man. In this second service, number two, what grace? Purpose of grace, number two, grace brings physical deliverance. Number two, physical what? Deliverance. Grace brings physical what? Deliverance and guarantees protection. The man in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, Genesis 6, 8, he said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Found what? It was grace that made Noah to be protected. The whole world was destroyed by flood, but one man and his household were delivered because he found grace. Does it mean that none of those people in Noah's family made mistake? No. They made their own mistakes. Am I going to go with you? But because he found grace, his entire family was saved. In Genesis 7 verse 7, it said, and Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of what? The flood. They were all saved because one man find what? Since you and I have found grace in the eyes of God, may everyone connected to us be saved with us in the name of Jesus. Those who our joy is their joy. No one connected to us will die prematurely after today. Can that amen be strong? There's a way you find grace, because of you, your family will be saved. Grace brings deliverance. Brings what? Grace brings what? If a man finds grace in the sight of God, for his sake, somebody can be delivered. Am I talking to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Grace brings protection. Brings what? No one connected to us. Say with me, no one connected to me shall die prematurely in the name of Jesus. Say grace. I shared a testimony during the 5 nights of glory. I think it was 5 nights of glory or thereabout, one of the services. A young lady was traveling to Akwa Ibom, Nigeria, Uyo precisely. Uyo, one Akwa Ibom state in south of Nigeria. Now, this young lady was traveling and armed robbers stopped their vehicle and asked all of them to come down from the vehicle on gunpoint. And I sacked their bags, wanted to molest even the young girls who were there. And one of them held the book, Power in the Name of Jesus, with my picture on it. And the armed robber saw the book and asked the young lady, who is this man to you? She said, it's my father. The armed robber said, excuse me, it's your father? You would have told us. Life story. See, if you have told her, wouldn't have done all this with it. Please don't tell him. We beg you, don't tell him. They took all her things back and said, for her sake, everybody they took something, please, don't tell him. We beg you, don't tell him that we stopped you. Say grace. That was not her grace, it was my grace. It was because of Noah, the family was saved. Because of me, somebody hearing this message will be saved. He said, Noah has found grace in the sight of God. Therefore, his family members, their wives, they were not righteous, but grace made them to be saved. For our sake, you and I, people connected to us will be saved now. Even if they are in trouble, I decree them free in the name of Jesus. Share with me the grace of God. will make people connected to me to be free now. In the name of Jesus. Now it would be stupid for that young lady to think that she was free because of her. No, it was my grace. Have you not heard with all humility before God, you hear people saying, they placed material of this commission on a tin and something happened. Have you heard that before? It's the grace upon salvation ministries. You hear people say, well, at the point of death, I took the tag, placed on the dead child. The dead child woke up. It's grace. The grace is not that person. It's the grace of the commission. I call on God, the God of David, behind me, and God answered. That is grace. That is what? With that grace, your journey will be full of struggles. But somebody's deliverance is coming this morning. In the precious name of Jesus. Number three, grace brings fulfillment. Grace brings what? Grace brings fulfillment. Praise the Lord. Grace brings what? Fulfillment. It is the raiser and maker of men. It gives you fulfillment through the sufficient supply of all that is required. Grace is all you need to become great. What about grace? That is, wherever it stops, your lifting stops. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, the Bible says, God is able, read that, to make all grace abound toward you. That you always having all what? Sufficiency in some things. All things may abound to every good work. The word sufficient means to be able, adequate, and competent. That's it. So grace has power to give you anything you need. Hello. So when I have the grace of God, when I have enough of anything I want in any area of life, that's what I'm saying. All you need for your house not to be paid is grace. Hello. You didn't hear what I said? All you need to get married is what? All you need to start a lasting business. Whatever you want to make happen. When Joseph found grace, he got wife. He got promotion. He got money. True? When Moses found grace. So once grace comes, say all sufficiency in all things. So grace has power to give you all things. Say here. Ooh. If you want to prosper continually, all you need is what? It's the basis for all things. So the purpose of grace is for fulfillment. It's for what? Yeah, this is true. The truth is this. You can't gain height without grace. Until you understand grace and what determines your fulfillment in life. When grace comes, listen. With all humility before God, I'm not struggling. If you see, you can see grace. There's no struggle here. There are people who, the way they'll be doing it, think they are the ones who are. If you come here, I'm like every other person, I'm relaxed. We are all relaxed, true? I'm not under pressure. You always see things happen. Say grace. This church does not beg. We are so rich that even the rich know we are rich. Say grace. Okay, how will you, come listen. Can you point at any mortal man in this church? Say, look at that man, he's the one that gives you money. Not one. Not one. What this church has no lack. Say grace. We have never done launching since this church started. We are doing projects. There are things we have done in this church that we have not even announced to you. Say grace. We have sufficiency in every area. I'm not going to go with you. Not once. We buy property in this church every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. There is a property this church buys every 2 weeks. There's no month this church will not buy two properties. That's an average. Hello? Yet, a greater project is going. University will soon start. We have not raised any offering. Say grace. Say grace. Even if you don't believe grace, look at salvation ministries. There's no PDP money here. No APC money here. This is grace. This is grace. Grace is real. It supplies all. May grace work for someone now. I say, may grace answer to you now. May grace answer to you now. In the name of Jesus. Brother, cry for grace. Know where we miss it? We try to use our human strength. When Zerubbabel said, I need your grace, God took over. You know what you're doing? You are just handing over to God. That's what grace does. You are saying, God, at this point, I said, grace is G, God, in the race. You are saying, God, this situation, take over. Help me. Just imagine one small jack carrying a big vehicle and 50 people trying to lift a vehicle. They will get tired. When you are doing with human strength, you will soon be weary. Grace is the jack. You just watch one, your life just going up without sweat. Am I talking to you? Say grace. How many want that grace of God? It will work for you. Number four. Purpose of grace. Grace brings distinction. Grace brings what? Grace brings distinction. It has power to bring distinction. When grace comes upon an individual, it makes a difference in his or her life. No matter the crowd, no matter the competition, grace makes you to stand out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, Paul speaking said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Listen carefully. There was a time in my life, in the early years of this ministry, where we eat rice mixed with palm oil as the best food for my wife and I. I'm not going to go with you. There was a day we took grinded cassava grains mixed with water, what you call gari here. In the other parts of the world, cassava that is powdered and you put water in it. To push sugar and milk, too expensive. There was no milk. If you put milk, milk where? Where will you get the milk from? Where will you see money to buy milk? But with all humility today, an average meal, when nobody's in the house, if we are fasting, people are fasting and then people just come, those who are not fasting, it's 20 people. Then the day people, everybody wants to eat, is 100. Am I going with you? Like Sundays now, minimum that we eat today is 100 people. Not salvation misses money. The man, the same man, who was sipping garri, is same money, say grace. Say grace. Say grace. Say grace. It brings distinction. Are you saying now? What is responsible for this lifting? It is the grace of God. Say here. Anyway, grace has power to change situations and change your story. It changed Joseph's story from an ex-convict to a prime minister. It changed Moses' story from keeping sheep to leading men. Hear me. If you read the Bible, because I taught that in the other service, first service, grace can take a janitor to a jet owner. Grace can take what? Guys, a dustbin carrier to a jet owner. Say grace. Now, if not for grace, look at Joseph's life. As convict. As what? Because whether you like it or not, whether even if false accusation, it was a convict. Convict that he wanted to rape a general's wife. A Jew, not schooled in Egyptian education. He was an illiterate. And in Egypt, nobody holds a position except you have Egyptian education. Three, he was a slave. Not qualified to register. No PVC. He was not qualified to have a PVC. No permanent voters. He was not even qualified to have the card, not to be voted. He was not even qualified to go and register. If you have to, how many of you have the card? If you have card, how do you want to vote? In fact, next Sunday, you usher your cards. Every believer must have. That's your power. I have my own. My wife has her own. If you don't have, I wonder which way you're praying. As you pray, we have. So we vote, we want to vote. True? Now, Joseph did not have any of those things. No one. But he had only one thing. Grace. He said, I found grace in that sight. May the grace of God reposition you after the service. It will change your situation. To change your story. May grace make you where men have rejected you. Hear this. If what God is doing in your life is not a surprise to people, then you are not enjoying grace. When you see a man enjoying grace, people will wonder, say, this is happening in this person's life. Any man enjoying grace, you should be a surprise to people. If what is happening in your life is not a surprise, then you are not enjoying grace. Am I talking to you? Well, what will happen after now will surprise people. Okay, let's look at my life. I don't look physically strong. My level of joke and humor is, even when I teach and preach, I make people to laugh. True? Yet you see miracles, even when they are laughing. Say grace. I've met people who are very serious. They don't even laugh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. And nothing happened. And I'll be laughing. I'll be joking. With humor. And I'll be saying, see the shoes you wore. I hear the person's leg will be healed. Say grace. Okay. You know, I am one person who understands grace. When Moses encountered grace, he didn't struggle with Pharaoh. He tried, without grace, he went to fight, to kill. But when grace came, he said, Pharaoh, let them go. I found grace in God's sight. If you don't let them go, with my mouth, I finish you. You remember the same Moses used physical strength to fight. There was no grace then. There was no grace. He had to box. He had to do what? He had to kill somebody when grace was not there. But when grace was there, he didn't box anybody. He just used water to cover them. Listen. Not by. He went by power and mind to box one person to death. But when grace came, he said, water, cover them. Say grace. Say grace. I know about grace. So I can tell you, I have fought battles in this town without grace first. Struggle. One time, governor, fight. Me and him, wala. Then I asked for grace. When I asked for grace, the battle was over. Anytime he wants to fight me, he has a problem. Anytime he wants to fight me, he has a problem. At that time, I hand over him to God. Say grace. I had to forgive the man before the man recover. I forgive him. I told God, I said, forgive this man. God told me, forgive. I forgive him. I saw him of recent. He's beginning to add weight. Say grace. It was me that forgive. If I didn't forgive him, he would have died of sickness. In my heart, I said, God, I've forgiven this man. For all the bad things he did to me, I forgive him. And the man that forgive him, I see him of recent. He's adding weight. If I didn't forgive him, forget, he would have been sick to death. Say grace. But before I used to fight, I would come and make trouble. Now I don't make trouble. If you say you want to fight me, I just say, fight me. I hand you over to God. By the time I hand you over to God, you see how grace works. God don't. When you come to the point of grace, you don't longer do human effort. You don't go on newspaper and say, nonsense. No, you don't leave him and God. Just say, okay, you want to fight me? Take over. When I hear people say they want to fight salvation, I say, they want to die. One man made a statement, said, a man trailer cannot kill, can be to kill him. A man still like an all, beat you can't kill him. It's a proverb. When you operate in grace, things don't panic you again. Ooh. Say grace. Miracles that happen here, it would be stupid for anyone to think I'm the one doing them. Say grace. It's simply grace. Look at miracles. Night of glory will stop testimonies. Say grace. You know our problem? We know too much. So instead of crying for grace, you know, I just have my PhD and I made a first class. And with my first class, if I go for this interview, I know I'm going to pass. God said, I know you pass. But now that you don't value grace, go there. Then you go there, you actually pass. Not that you didn't pass, they pass. Then they bring a third class person to be your head and tell you to be under him. And then you wonder, you say, wow, but I'm more qualified. God says, since you don't bank on my grace, end up in disgrace. But when you lift your voice and say, Lord, I need your grace. He said, you step aside. Let me take over. And when God takes over, the battle is over. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In any field of life, bank on the grace. That is where struggle stops. That's where human effort stops. That's where you just see God take over. He just... Now, if a man should lift an object, wherever his hand stops, that's where he stops. Just imagine God picking you up. You have no limit. You want to cry for grace? You want to cry for grace? Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. You are going to, in the next service, I will tell you access to grace. Access to... You are going to cry for grace. But before you cry for grace, hear this. I'm through with the message. Grace can be multiplied. Can be what? And in this church, we have created an avenue where grace can be multiplied. Grace multiplies, said 2 Peter 1, 2. It said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of him. Now, so we multiply grace through knowledge. Through what? And knowledge is in our home cells where we go to share the word of God. So if you go to home cell, you multiply what? Grace. So everyone should be a part of the home cell beginning from this Tuesday. Whether you're coming for the first time in this church, be a part of the home cell. Either use your house for the home cell or you go to any house close to your house or your office. But make sure you're part of the home cell so you can enjoy the grace of God. Otherwise, grace can be static. You multiply grace. You multiply what? When you go for more knowledge. And in our home says, now as I'm teaching, can you ask any question? No, you can't lift your hand and say, excuse me, pastor. But in the home cell, you are free to ask questions. You share, you too can teach others. Home cell also helps you to grow spiritually. So there, grace can be multiplied. We are starting home cell this Tuesday. How many will attend home cell? Even if you are a new person, make sure you belong to home cell. There you know, if you look left and right, find out that people close to you by three people here. If you know somebody, maybe someone who came with you. Otherwise, the rest you don't know them. The church is so big. But home cell, we won't know one another. So make sure you belong to home cell. And then divine encounter will start on Tuesday. You'll be a part of it. Lord, I cry for your grace. Look at Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7. Again on the screen, so you can know how to pray. 4, 6 and 7. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord. Unto who? Put your name there. Saying, not by what? Not by your mind. Not by, thank God you know president. It's not enough. But by what? Say another words. Look at verse 7, cleverly. Where thou, O great what? Before, thou shalt become. And he shall bring forth the headstone. Thereof with shoutings, crying what? Zerubbabel cried for grace, then God showed up. A cry for grace makes God to show up. Lord, I cry for your grace this month of February. Let your grace help me more than ever before. I cried for grace in fireness of glory. I am telling you practical thing that worked. I have never cried for grace as I cried for this fireness of glory. And he humbled me. I got to a point every human effort failed. I was reading and I said, Lord, how do I preach? I said, how do you bring the people? It took me beyond. Look, I can tell you, in the closest, nobody was with me. I cried for grace. The secret of my fireness of glory was cry for grace. I cried for grace the way I cried. All my prayer was, Lord, you know I can't preach. You know I don't even know what to preach. I was in the bedroom when he said, unveiling the power of John 3:16. I was praying that message. Now let me humble you. Let me tell you, you'll be very humble. Before fireness of glory, it was another message I prepared. The whole message of this fireness of glory came 2 weeks to the program, which is not my pattern. But when grace came, see the way it took. That is, everything I prepared was in 2 weeks. While the fireness of glory, I was preparing other messages. Then 2 weeks, he said, no. When I cried for grace, he said, no. Now go back to John 3:16. And he began to unveil 3:16. As if. So you can imagine, fireness of glory, normally I prepare months. But what he gave me 2 weeks was bigger than what I prepared in months. Hello? I know you've gone to school. You are very loaded, no doubt. But if you leave his grace, you see one tractor driver leading you. Lord, at this point, help me. I cry for grace. Look at your business. Look at that area of your life. And let a genuine cry of grace come from your heart. Not hypocritical cry, but from a depth of heart. Lord, let your grace answer to me this month. Are you ready for genuine prayer? Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, a cry for grace. In this month of February, I cry for your grace, O God. Eposika, lebragato. I cry for grace. Let your grace answer to me. Let your grace answer to salvation ministries. Let your grace answer to us. In the name of Jesus. I cry for your grace. I cry for your grace. Let grace answer. Let your grace answer. In this month of February, answer to salvation ministries. Answer to my life. Answer to my family. Let your grace answer. I cry for grace. In the name of Jesus. I ask for your grace, O God. Epo, Tare, Baruze, Zipakote, Breketu, Prakatala, Bagasakoto, Breketo, Zese, 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 Zukate, Breketu, Prakatalaba, Prose, Prose, Zipraga, Lobaro, Zekotalia, Kata, Esoketa, I cry for grace. Let your grace answer. Let your grace answer to me. I cry for your grace in the name of Jesus. I cry for your grace, O God. Let your grace answer to me. Let your grace answer to me. Let your grace answer to me. Let your grace answer and minister to me. Let you answer in my family. Answer in my affair. Answer to salvation ministries, O God. Blessed be God. In the name of Jesus. Every genuine cry of grace, receive an answer in the name of Jesus. May your heart cry of grace make you get what humanly you would have been able to get. In Jesus' name. The results you will get after now will shake the world. You know why? Where your human effort can carry you, grace will. And the grace of God will carry every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name. We are going to praise God for 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 minutes. I said, the month of February, your grace walk for me. Just praise him because he has answered you. Just give him praise. Tell him, Lord, I love you for this month, for your grace to answer to me. Are you going to, every service, every church, 3 minutes, powerful, 4 minutes, okay, 4 minutes, powerful praise in all the churches with your own instrument. 4 minutes, go ahead. This is the first day of the month. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. You have access to grace to new birth. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. It says grace has been made available to all, but to come through salvation. Through our salvation. Without salvation, there will be no grace. You must be born again. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Without Christ, there will be no grace. If you are not born again, wherever you are in any part of the world, pray this prayer simple after me. Repeat this words after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say loud and clear, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Be my Lord. In Jesus' name. All that pray that prayer, pick your Bibles and bags. If you're any of the churches, step outside. They will attend to you. Amen. Praise God. And those of you on the internet, information will be given to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I tell you what God reminded me, now you won't believe. I can be saying one thing. He said to me, he said, what you used to say is what I confirmed. And I used to say the internet worshippers are far more than the physical worshippers. How many of you? As at that time, it was not so. He just told me, now he said, you've been saying it is what I confirmed. So what you want to see tomorrow, keep saying it today. He just told me, he said, you've been saying it. I said, far millions. I used to say, like, how many of you are here? I said, the people I have on the internet are far millions. As at that time, it was not like that. He just reminded me, he said, as you kept saying it, it's what I confirmed. The people who have internet cannot be compared to physical members. Our physical members are not up to 1 million yet. But our internet members are what? Millions! Millions! Internet members are more. And he said, he just reminded me, he said, you were saying it, so I confirmed it. Hello. You still what you want to see this month? Grace will work for you and I. Please read this book. I can't say everything. Eat this book, Wonders of His Grace. Tell them to give you a copy. It's a small book that you can read even today after service. It will make you understand what grace is. Give thanks to God. All churches take offering and then we'll come back before choir ministers.
Please be seated. Praise the Lord. God's word say, return unto me, I will return unto you. He say, where do you return? He say, in tithe and offering. You have to return your tithe to the Almighty God and your offering. When you return tithe to God, things become very simple for you, and things will never be tight for you. When you return tithe and offering, God returns blessings to you. God will bless you as you package your offering, your tithe in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't eat your tithe because month have just ended. So things will be very good for you. Lift it and appreciate God. Remind you once again that he said, return unto me, I return unto you. So whatever you want God to bless you with in this service, speak to God boldly. Say, return unto me, I return unto you. God, return your blessings to us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While you're taking your offering, please give me your ears in all churches. Please, all old members who are going to go for follow-up, because during this period, a lot of people were added to the church. Amen. And the souls must remain. So we all go for follow-up. And those who came yesterday, God bless you. Please, all satellite churches, if you did any viewing center, or you had a viewing center close to you, you can open a satellite church. You can be open anywhere. Are you what I'm saying now? Just open one, take a hall, and then the source must not be wasted. Home cell resumes this Tuesday at 6 p.m. with the Lord Feast. All home cells will also serve communion because they are eating, breaking bread from house to house. Pick the home cell form. Fill it or use your house or office as a cell center. Divine encounter starts on Tuesday from the home cell. And then Wednesday and Thursday will be in church at 4:30 p.m. Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday, the theme is Let's Praise Him. Let's what? So we are going to praise God on Wednesday. We are going to praise God on Thursday. We are going to praise God on Sunday. Amen. So all officiating, you are free to wear any cloth for this week. Let's just come and praise God. Let's come and praise God so you don't look too stereotyped. Must not one serious tie. You can praise God. If you want to not tie, wear complete English or complete native. But to be praised galore. Just for what God has done for us. Like that? We are praising Him on Wednesday, praising Him on Thursday, praising Him on Sunday. Are you blessed? How many are blessed today? How many know grace of God is working for them? Say, this month, grace will work for me. This month, grace will work for me. You know, for God to remind me that what I used to say is what has done, so keep saying it. I used to say that our internet members are far more. And now, you know, our internet members of this church are in millions. This church is in millions. Because the internet people are also members. We are having virtual internet registration of members. So this church is a global church. Is it what? You saw 100-something nations hooking up. And every nation will have a member now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank God for technology. So you don't have to physically plant a church before you have a member. We have members everywhere. This service is hooked up globally. People are watching from all over the world. And you have an internet, learn to give offering also on the internet. Don't be waiting for, don't just do service and not give offering. Make sure you're part of the offering to complete your service. Rise to your feet. Are you blessed? How many know that this month will be the best month? How do you know? Grace will work for me. I don't know about you, but grace will work for me. Say it and mean it. I know that grace will work for you and I. Grace will work for you and which month? Oh, I forgot to pray for expectation forms in the first service. Lift your expectation form as every Sunday. I will round off next Sunday. May the grace at work in this service, every request on that expectation form, may grace cause all to be answered. Whatever is in that expectation form, I decree in the name of Jesus, grace makes it a reality. There's nothing you have written in line with God's word that grace will not answer your favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Next Sunday, we are going to praise God with it because we'll be answered. If you don't have, even if you came now, tell the ushers to give you a copy. Are you going to say now? Give you a copy. In case you're a new member, tell them to give you a copy. Ushers, you can still fill the form. God, those who came even the last minute, God still answered them. Go in peace. Your week is sweet and blessed. The month of February is a month of God's grace at work in our life. May God's grace work for every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name. This month is declared God's grace at work. In Jesus' name. The grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Please, all choir, minister between now and the next service. Look at somebody and say, God's grace is working for me.
I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You treated heaven